With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting it's the fourth and final GOP debate of 2023. SRN's Laura Winters reports from Alabama.
Here in Tuscaloosa, at the fourth GOP primary debate, the four remaining Republican candidates making their final pitch to voters ahead of the Iowa caucuses coming up on January 15th. Former President Trump not here, but on stage, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie. Excited to see these candidates, University of Alabama Jr. Ethan Henry, news editor at the Crimson White.
Obviously, these are big figures, and it's bringing a lot of attention to the university that we really haven't received in the same way before.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Three people were fatally shot Wednesday, and a fourth person was critically wounded in an attack on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. The suspected shooter was also found dead. UNLV's sophomore Victor Gatica tells KTNV he was terrified as he hid in the student union.
Scared for my life, really, because soon after I left the building, there was reports that there was more shots fired in the student union, which is where I was. But thankfully, police pulled me out of there beforehand.
Police haven't released the identity of the shooter or the motive for the attack. The shootings took place in a city still scarred by an October 2017 attack by a gunman at the Mandalay Bay Casino that killed 60 people and wounded hundreds more. Israeli troops are battling Hamas terrorists in the center of the Gaza Strip's second-largest city, Khan Yunis, which is also the home of one of Hamas's top leaders. The fighting has sent tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing to the territory's southernmost edge, where shelters are overflowing. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 70 points, the Nasdaq dropped 83, the S&P 500 lower by 17, oil down to $69.30 a barrel. This is SRN News. A California library is being sued.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Salvation Army reports some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year. The giant Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers' kettles in Iowa and Illinois recently. This kind of thing happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes to shopping centers across the nation. People have been known to drop expensive rings and large denomination bills in the kettles as well. This is SRN News. An FDA plan to ban menthol cigarettes is delayed by the White House.
White House officials will take more time to review a sweeping plan from U.S. health regulators to ban menthol cigarettes. Biden administration officials have indicated the process will continue into next year, targeting March to implement the rule. The unexpected delay has anti-tobacco groups fearing the long-awaited rule could eventually be held up indefinitely. The proposal would give cigarette companies 1 year to phase out menthol. The Food and Drug Administration has spent years developing the plan and says it could prevent up to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. I'm Dave Ferry.
The heads of Wall Street's biggest banks used an appearance on Capitol Hill to plead with senators to stop the Biden administration's proposed changes to how banks are regulated, warning the proposals could negatively impact the economy. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.